Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay,
who's
the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So DZ is back. We're very excited. He gets to leave if whenever he feels out in pain or uncomfortable. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, not fair enough. I mean, and it happens fast. It's crazy.
Like, yeah.
Once you're up and active and you're moving, like, yeah,
well,
your leg is going to get tired.
You don't realize after surgery how your body gets tired really quick.
Gee, I've never had it happen to where I need to focus my entire energy, mm-hmm. all of my brain power into moving one body part.
Mm.
You don't know how much your knee goes into working your entire body.
Ooh.
Until you can't use your leg.
But
you know
it.
How when you could just like lift your leg up and
yeah.
just put your leg up.
You don't think about it.
And,
sure.
Nope.
Not the case.
I have to physically engage my knee, my muscles, my core to move my leg.
Oh, well, don't move it.
It's crazy.
Don't move it right now.
I have to. It's part of my exercises.
Well,
gee, it's part of getting the leg
back.
If? I got to make sure this transplant actually sets in and is accepted by my body.
You're right. You're right. The knee transplant. I love that. We're going to start saying knee transplant. This is so good. Okay, listen. Well, somebody wrote in about a rummage sale, and you're not going to those anytime soon if you don't heal, DZ.
Say I won't. Ooh, I'll give me a wheelchair. I love a rummage sale.
So does everyone in Wisconsin. I can't drive one block without seeing rummage sale signs now every weekend, and I'm here for it, okay?
I'm missing it? No.
You are. And when my kids were little, I loved them because you got so much cheap kid stuff. Listen, I think it's a she. We got this emailed to us. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know if they're the jerks for taking the rummage sign down. It's the neighbor's rummage sale sign.
Okay.
So they put a sign in her yard, but hear her out. She says, I live on a corner lot. We're kind of doing this together because I haven't read the full thing, okay? She said, I live on a corner lot in a subdivision, and we do not have sidewalks. So my property goes all the way to the roadway. Got it.
Oh, I hate those subdivisions.
I live in one. We have no sidewalks.
Yep.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Yep.
I get stressed out when my kids are walking around the neighborhood, but that's another topic for another day. So
why is there no sidewalk? Anyway.
Another topic for another day. If you continue past my house, it's like a cul-de-sac or a circle of a road. So whether you go straight or turn at my corner, you're just going to drive in a circle and it's a dead end and there's only like 20 houses past my house. We already have issues with kids riding their bikes, walking, playing on our property to cut the corner or play on the hill in our front yard, so I have a no trespassing sign and a keep off the grass sign staked into the ground on the corner of our lot. You're already that neighbor. Dang,
I see.
It.
I was going to say, you. All right, Clint Eastwood.
Do you remember meeting my neighbors at Hops for Hearts, DZ?
Yeah.
And Bob, they live on the corner. You met them. And he told me they have to deal with that now, where people always turn onto our street and cut the corner too sharp, and it cuts all his grass off.
They're killing their grass.
But guess what Bob didn't do? Put a sign up like a weirdo, because come on, Karen. Okay, but I'm
a rock up.
she went all out, okay? So let me finish reading this. She says, so the house about four houses down from me was having a rummage sale. One day, they put their rummage sale sign on the corner of my lot to get people to turn. But if cars went straight, they would still find the house, because it just circles back around. So I went outside. I took the rummage sale sign from the ground. I removed it. I laid it down in the grass up against the roadway. About an hour later, I looked outside and the sign was back in the ground standing up. So I went back out there, removed it from the ground, and this time I set it on the ground right next to my no trespassing sign that was 5 feet away.
That's sending a message. Okay.
We're getting petty.
For real.
Yeah, the neighbors eventually came by and picked up their sign and took it home. If they just would have asked first, I would have let them put their sign there. Really, would you? Really, though? Really, though?
No, she wouldn't.
She said, am I the jerk for removing a rummage sale sign that someone put on my property? Okay. There's so many layers.
I
hear why she's mad. It's not their yard. It's not their property.
It's her lawn. And if she wants to say, get off my lawn, she has 100% just the right to do so.
See,
is it bogus, though?
Yeah, I want to go against her because she's a Karen, and I want to be like, you're so no fun, so you're a jerk. But at the end of the day, if I get out of my feelings and my own emotions, I have to say she's not the jerk, because when you were gone, DZ, I talked about my neighbor, the old lady next door. She came into my garage and knocked on my door leading to my you've been in my house.
Huh?
She came in the garage that was open. And
she came in the garage?
And I was like, no, you, and everyone agreed. Everyone agreed.
Front door, ma'am. The
front door was there. Everyone agreed she crossed the line. So when I think about stuff like that, I go, well, I didn't, I'm not scared of her. It was okay that she knocked on the door. It was that she came in onto my property. So
through that threshold,
I can't judge this after what I went off about, because I'd be a hypocrite, right? No, you can't. It's somebody's yard. You have to ask.
See, and here,
even if she's being a Karen,
I agree and disagree, though, because just because you're a jerk doesn't mean that you were wrong. You could be a right jerk.
Oh,
I've had an instance where I've been a jerky,
but
I was also justified in my reaction to do so. Right. I wasn't a very nice individual to anybody involved,
but
I also was not wrong in my reaction to do so. Right. So just because you are the jerk, in my opinion, does not make you wrong for the way you reacted.
Yeah.
Now, is this really severe?
Tough.
Are you maybe overly worried about it? It's not like they were announcing, I don't know, man. It's not like they were doing anything crazy. It's not like they were advertising political jargon or whatever.
Yep.
Not like they had put an offensive sign up or something that you were more uncomfortable with. They were advertising their own address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, to just try to kind of clear their house or do whatever. So do I think you're a jerk? Yeah.
Well, I think the whole neighborhood dislikes you. That's obvious. But you don't seem to care, because you're the one who went and took the sign out of the yard. So you don't seem to really care if they like you anyway. Because now
fair.
We're having a bleep swinging contest. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, put a sign in my yard for 3 hours. I'm going to show you. And then they put it back up. And then it becomes this back and forth. Sarah,
well, here's what happened.
But
the family who rolled around and saw the sign was down probably was like, oh no, somebody knocked it down.
Like,
oh no,
over.
It fell over. It fell over.
She wouldn't
They
be
didn't
that
think
mean.
Nothing of it until the second time when she pettily put it, petitiously went and put it next to the no trespassing sign. Then they got the message,
And the reality
Karen don't
is,
play that.
Even though it's not her responsibility, she could have just walked down there and been like, please don't put your sign in my yard. I mean, now we're confronting.
That would have been the move.
It's a confrontation.
That would have been the move, though. At least been like, hey, next time, if you really would have let them put it up had they asked. But hey, guys, I noticed y'all put the sign up in the yard. It's cool that it's there now.
Yeah.
Next time, just knock on my door and ask or something. And then No harm, no foul, right?
Sarah and McGuanago texted in at 414-533-1037. You can text or call. Said, she's the jerk. The sign will only be there for a short time and then it's over. Just let them. Sarah from McGuanago. Sarah, we're not saying she's not, like DZ said, I think you hit it on the nail. She's jerky.
but not wrong.
There's people texting in saying, not the jerk. So I can't wait to hear what everybody says next. Oh my, DZ, you ready to take calls? We're back. We're back.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, I got my friend back. Welcome back, DZ.
Wepa, buenos dias. It's good to be back.
Buenos dias. It's good to have you back, even if it's just partially. We're doing it one step at a time. We're starting on a Monday slowly.
Why do you keep making step jokes?
I didn't even realize.
You're so funny. One step at a time.
You know what? I'll take it a step back.
You need to take it slow.
My bad. I need to stop. You're right. I need to stop. Dang,
it's so good to be back,
bro. It's so good to have you back. All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for taking down her neighbor's rummage sale sign because they kept putting it in her yard. And so they kept taking it down, and you get the picture. All right, Megan is calling in Random Lake this morning. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're back. We're back, Megan.
Good. We're back.
Welcome back, DZ. It's nice to hear you again.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. It's good to be heard, and it's good to be received. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. Thank you, yo.
I'm glad he's back. We don't have time for how are you. We don't care.
Oh, listen, yeah, right. Megan. My bad. This ain't about a jerk. I'm over here just trying to talk like, what's good, girl?
Jerk
what's Random Lake up to?
Jerk or not the jerk, Megan?
Not the jerk. And this one's got me a little triggered. I have property on a corner lot as well. Mm-hmm. And we've owned the house for like 7 years, and we've had people, you know, walking through the middle of our yard. I mean, like on our front walkway, we don't have sidewalks either. So people always cut through our yard to, you know, cut the corner, which I didn't mind. We live right by a school.
Yeah.
It was all cool and fine and dandy until my Ring camera started going off because people are walking on my front path to my front door. There needs to be a point where people respect your property, in my opinion, and
a boundary.
All you got to do is ask. I mean, it sounds like this person has had problems before with, again, you know, kids running through the yard. Stuff like that, which is fine.
You got the Bob problem. I talked about my neighbor on the corner, Bob. Everybody cuts the same corner Bob problem. But Bob is not acting like a Karen, okay?
It happens time and time and time and time and time again, you kind of like eventually maybe explode, right?
Mm-hmm. It gets exhausting after a while. Be like, okay, I have no sidewalk in my yard.
I am
on a corner lot, and there is a sidewalk across the street. Mm-hmm. Either walk across or at least teach, you know, how to have respect. Again, if it's your neighbor, you should just ask. Mm-hmm. And if they say no, they say no. Find somewhere else to put it. But listen, I'm not one of those people that would say
property.
No. I have signs, or we put signs in our yard because it was just so annoying. And I literally would have people walk over my private property signs.
Megan, we get it. Megan, you're triggered. We get it. And trust me, the no soliciting, I've done the same thing. I am her.
She is me. I actually wrote in. I'm defending myself. It's me. What? Fine. It's me. I wrote in. It's Megan and Random Lake.
Well, I do want to say, somebody wrote in and said, where the heck is Random Lake? It's up in Sheboygan County. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Sure is. Yeah, get it together.
You should have known that before I Googled it.
Right?
No, I did know you were up there in Sheboygan County. There.
Up there, right?
Yeah, all right. Megan, you're triggered, and you say, not the jerk for taking the sign down. Thank you for calling.
Not the jerk. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Appreciate you. Have a good
day.
Oh, man, she was a trigger.
We were supposed to keep her anonymous, but she called in.
I mean, you would have. Seriously, DZ, I got to pull up another theme song here, because when you were gone, we got, well, this, you, oh, no, wrong one.
A new theme song while I was gone?
Well, we didn't get a bunch, but you already know this one because you met her in person, which is what inspired her to want her own theme song. Anna in Sherman Park.
Hey.
You know Anna.
I know Anna.
I just couldn't find her theme song because she's newer to the club, you know?
It doesn't matter.
Anna, good morning.
Buenos dias.
got the squad in there. When it was Diaz.
School's over. School's out.
Now get out of my car.
That's that. She said, not go by.
Seriously. Or get off my lawn, as we like to say with the rummage sale.
Ooh, put up.
All right, Anna, jerk or not the Love jerk y'all. For taking down the neighbor's rummage sale sign?
She's a jerk. Big jerk.
Okay, jerk. Go on.
She is a jerk because she is promoting people like me who obviously don't live in your neighborhood but want to rummage. From entering into your community and seeing,
Oh, you think it's redlining. Oh, you think they're just trying to keep people out. Oh,
I totally get she's like, whoever knows.
Yeah.
I don't want to sign on the lawn, but nah. I'm coming into your neighborhood and giving y'all some business. And who knows, maybe one day in the future, might even buy a house in your hood.
Well, I did that. I scare people every day. I moved to the suburbs. I'm that girl. But anyway.
I hear that, though.
But you know what I'm saying? And like,
I don't know if that's what's happening.
I don't know if that's what's happening. Because she's mad about everybody being on her lawn.
Everybody.
It doesn't have to do with rummage sales. It has to do with neighbors.
She should have never took it out on the people that were doing the rummage sale.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's just
Once you see the sign up, like, you really got to be inspired to mess with somebody else's day and somebody else's money to go, this bothers me so much, I'm about to go take their sign down. Well, why?
And
why
I'll
does
say
it
this.
Bother you so much?
Because here's where she missed it. She's not picking her battles. Because I understand why she's fed up with everybody being on her lawn and messing up her grass and this and that and not just asking, can I put a sign here before they actually do it, which is rude. Do you know what I'm saying? But she picked the wrong battle.
Sure.
Like, a rummage sale sign is not going to destroy. It was the wrong hill.
Now, somebody trudging through your lawn day after day, I might go out there and be like, can you please stop? Can you please stop?
You know what? Yeah.
Like, you don't pay.
Hell yeah.
You know how much grass seed is nowadays? In this economy, you got me paying for grass seed? No. No. Mm-hmm. But it was a road sign. Or not a road sign. It was a rummage sale sign, bro.
Yeah.
It takes 2 days max to have that sign up. Even if people go 2 days, most people don't have the capacity to go more than an afternoon with a rummage sale nowadays. Mm-hmm. She wasn't advertising 7 mile fair, bro. It was her address down the road.
Longer,
that's your neighbor.
It takes longer to color in the big letters on the sign than it's up in the yard.
It took you longer to worry about it and go out there and do something about it than to just ignore it and go about your day. Nobody was knocking on your door. She wasn't advertising nothing at your house. I'm with Anna on this one. Jerk.
Bro, she's not also went to the rummage sale and found a treasure.
Thank you. Wrong hill. This was the wrong hill.
It ain't it for her. You say jerk, Anna. Thank you for calling. Have a good day, okay?
We love you, Canal.
What?
DZ, we love you, Canal.
Oh, we appreciate you, Carnal. She said, love you, homie. Hey, appreciate
got it. All right. Anna, thanks for calling.
We love you too, DZ. We were teaching you something new, girl.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
At least they're working on her Spanish.
Bye. Adios. Last but not least, Jason is in Tulsa. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First time caller.
Love it.
Let's go, Jason. It's great to hear from you.
And DZ's back today, so you get to be a first time caller on DZ's day back. I love it.
Welcome back, DZ.
Thank you, man. Day one of getting you a theme song. Yes, sir.
All right, Jason.
I'll have to work on it.
Yeah, you will, because we're split down the middle. So you get to be the bad guy today and decide. She took the sign from her neighbor's rummage sale out of her yard twice before they finally took it back. Is she the jerk?
I say not the jerk.
Oh.
Because honestly, if she wanted to be the jerk, she would have went ahead and called the cops and, you know, to give the address to their home.
Oh.
They walked up and gave them a ticket. Now that
reported
them
for trespassing.
Oh, that would have been
Yo, Jason, hold on.
And most cities have ordinances against that. So.
Wow, son.
Oh, right.
He's coming in with some serious knowledge because that really does change it drastically. Uh-huh. That would have been the jerk move of all had he done. Jason, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, if you really want to be a jerk,
he's like,
Say less because you nailed it, bro.
Not the jerk. He's saying he didn't get the police involved, he didn't really call, they took the sign down, and that was it. Not the jerk,
really did the nice neighborly thing, didn't even go over there and berate him at all.
You know what?
That's
you're right,
what
same and same thing hey, for my Jason. Old lady neighbor. I didn't call the cops on her, she's lucky,
exactly. She was trespassing in your garage,
which is crazy, right?
Full circle, Jason.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jason, we needed you today, my boy. You said not the jerk. And we now, yes, what Jason said.
Say less. Say less. Jason, call tomorrow. Love ya. Bye.
Bye. Later, man.
Bye.
Peace.
And, you know, he was a dude, so he was quick with it. He was like, and boom, here we go. Here's my point, and I'm out. I got to go to work.
Later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.